Dr. David Gonzalez from Star Valley Health joining me live and in studio today. He's a cardiologist at Star Valley Health. And Dr. Gonzalez, thanks for your time today. I appreciate you coming in. Kind of an exciting time for Star Valley Health. But at first, I got to get this out of the way. You come in here wearing a Broncos. And I think we even talked about this last time you were on the air with me. And I don't know if you remember that and came in just to maybe rub salt in my Raiders fan wound or what, but
I actually did. So this is been the first good year in 9 years for the Denver Broncos. So I've got to, you know, make hay while we're doing well.
Well, it's been a lot longer than 9 years for the Raiders. I'll tell you that.
By the way, thanks for inviting me back.
Absolutely. Last time we talked, we got an overview of what you do as a cardiologist, and it's pretty remarkable. Before we start talking about Alpine, give us a reminder of just a quick snapshot of what you've done over your career and what you are doing now for Star Valley Health.
Hopefully, as some of our listeners recall, we started a brand new cardiovascular service line here in 2022 in June, and basically we started out just performing general cardiology services, which includes just seeing office patients, echocardiography, ambulatory monitoring, just the basics of diagnostic cardiology, not much in the way of any sort of interventional or curative things. But now the anticipation has been over the last 2 years that we were going to build our own cardiac cath lab in Alpine. That started out as a Alpine clinic where we were seeing office patients at first, and that's generally been on Tuesdays, and now that is expanding.
So we've talked with some previous doctors at Star Valley Health about the emergency room service that's coming to Alpine. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, there is going to be a surgical department as part of this, right? And so tell us what's going to be offered as far as what you do in Alpine.
Yes, it's pretty remarkable service, and the building and clinic. I encourage everyone to come out and see and be there for our open house. As far as what's going to be offered there, as you stated earlier, there's going to be emergency services offered there and an array of ambulatory surgical procedures and services, orthopedic surgeries, colonoscopies, and things like that. As far as cardiac services, we're going to be able to do interventional or invasive type procedures there now, which are going to be low risk and are ACC approved. As far as safety, they've been proven and approved over the course of the last decade. This includes diagnostic angiography, low risk and intermediate risk percutaneous coronary procedures such as stenting, insertion of pacemakers, transesophageal echocardiography, insertion of loop recorders. I'm probably forgetting a few things, but you know, as far as interventional or invasive cardiology goes, it's going to offer a lot of services to start out, and hopefully over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, those services will expand.
Dr. David Gonzalez in studio today talking about expanded medical services coming to Alpine. Dr. Gonzalez, you've done a lot over your career. How unique is it for a town or a community, I should say, like Alpine, to have these types of services available in a small community like that?
We were discussing this yesterday at a meeting, and something that I hope that the Valley will be extremely proud of. This is obviously a very rural area, a critical access hospital, and through the vision of our hospital board and CEO, they've elected to expand services, and it's extremely unique to see the types of services that we offer here, ENT, OBGYN, orthopedic surgical procedures, general surgery, and I'm probably going to forget some, and my apologies for that. But now to have a fairly full service cardiovascular service line is pretty remarkable and something that we are extremely proud of.
And of course, these have been services that have been available at Star Valley Health for some time, but now just coming new to Alpine. Will there be any differences really between the services offered in Afton and what will be offered in Alpine, or will they be similar?
The programs is integrated, but as far as Alpine goes, we will also continue to offer clinic services where we see office patients, office-based type practice, but also now the interventional, invasive, diagnostic services that will be unique to the Alpine Clinic, but again, are going to be an extension of our hospital here in Afton.
You mentioned open house dates coming up in January. Remind our listeners when that will take place.
January 13th will be the open house to the public, and a limited open house on January 10th as well. And I encourage all of our listeners to please come out and see our brand new, just beautiful new facility that I think the folks who live here in the Valley will be extremely proud of.
Star Valley Health's Dr. David Gonzalez, cardiologist, is in studio this morning. Dr. Gonzalez, you brought a lot of services with you when you came to Star Valley Health, and now you're able to expand those offerings into Alpine. What has it been like for you to be part of this expansion and to oversee it, really, as far as what your department does?
I think the biggest thing I brought here is just a lot of experiences. My gray hair will attest. And the experience here has just been absolutely amazing. I think the amount of support that we have gotten from hospital board administration and everyone we work with has just been something that has made me, you know, really proud of working here. And it's my hope that with the new service line being provided here, that hopefully over the course of the next year, we'll have another cardiologist here. So to go from none to two over the course of two or three years, as well as adding a physician's assistant, nurses, MAs, now we've gone from being in one single office with two or three of us crammed in there to three offices plus the Alpine office, a multitude of exam rooms, and expansion of our ancillary services. It's just sort of my head spinning thinking about it, and also outreach, which is being expanded as well.
And I'm sure not just the personnel and staffing, but equipment-wise, that was probably a big investment, right?
It has been. It's taken a little bit of time. As you might guess, the equipment we use and everything is very expensive, and takes the vision of somebody who sees beyond the initial costs of establishing these things here in the Valley. You know, I think the hospital is one of the top employers here in the Valley, and it is hope that we'll be able to keep or help with the economic growth of the Valley and be able to provide the healthcare that is needed with the ever-expanding population here.
So again, the Alpine Clinic expansion will include not only just emergency room services, but surgical services, including cardiology, with Dr. David Gonzalez. Dr. Gonzalez, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
The Broncos are in a playoff spot right now, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah. And the Raiders have won two games, all right? Come on now.
Sorry about that. No, I didn't mean to rub that in.
It's all good. Hey, it'll come around again at some point. It'll come around. We'll have you back on the air.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's Dr. David Gonzalez, Star Valley Health cardiologist, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up.